This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're not ready.
Yeah, Todd was not ready for that. Good morning.
Pat needed all kinds of help and stuff.
Remedial radio help right here. So.
Pat's going to talk for a second.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to a dysfunctional right out of the gate. What's on your mind? Pat's
playing
sitting in for
Scott
Hennon, who's in Minneapolis today. Right now, Scott's doing a faceplant into his palm going, what did I do letting those two run the show?
No kidding.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a great Christmas. You know, obviously, the first Monday after the Christmas weekend. I don't know about you, but had a great Christmas myself. In fact, I have to tell you, we had 2 weekends of Christmas. So we stretched it out and got maximum Christmas out of this year. It was great. We had the first weekend, of course, the grandkids were in town, so we got the whole family together and did the whole family thing for a couple of days with the grandkids. And the best part about Christmas with grandkids is you can, you know, they come over, you open up all the presents, you have all the carnage, you pump them full of sugar, and then you send them home.
Okay, now we're going to start the show over again here.
Take advantage of the school holiday here with the Christmas holiday. In my place is the one and only Pat Finken on the program today. So Pat will he'll take good care of you. Pat, of course, is a part of the leadership of the United States Chamber of Commerce. You know him, obviously, from Odney. What a great public affairs and advertising, marketing, branding company Odney is. But Pat is, he is well known and a great leader in North Dakota. We appreciate when he is here and able to take the reins for yours truly and opine on what's happening in the news and politics and the world. So he'll be doing that today in my place. We're brought to you Mondays by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You know, a lot is lost in the fact that the, you know, the amount of price of oil has dropped, and obviously the amount of oil coming out of the ground has slowed in North Dakota. But you know what? There are still so many jobs. There's so much going on to solve the challenges of the growth that's been here and that will return, folks. I mean, this is not going away. This is a busy, busy time, and this is about jobs and careers and the long term. Find out more about all that's happening at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Bring you this hour of What's on Your Mind. Your guest host today, Mr. Pat Finken. Pat?
Hey, Scotty. Thank you very much for that belated introduction. I guess that kind of blows the whole thing that it's not pre-recorded. So anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. My name is Pat Finken, sitting in for Scott Hennon today. If you want to be part of the show today, give us a call at 800-228-0550. Or in the Bismarck area, you can reach us at 701-258-0550. Or by email at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And, of course, you can always text us at 701-226-8503, or send us telepathic waves, and I'll pick them up on the vibe. No, you can tell I'm still reeling from Christmas weekend. As I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by the official start of the show, I had a great Christmas. We did the 2 weekends of Christmas, which is like double your pleasure, double your fun. And the best part, of all this, is that really a Todd Mitchell bobblehead doll there?
Now the radio got bobblehead.
Wow. We'll get to that in a second. That'll throw you for a loop.
Just have him set that. Yeah, there you go. The video of it.
Anyway, we had a great Christmas. The best part about the opening weekend, of course, was time with grandkids. But then we packed them up with their folks and sent them home once the crash started. So that's always nice. You never got to do that with your own kids. And, of course, this last weekend, because we already had done the family and those of you that have kids that are married and grandkids know that you have to kind of share them at the holidays. So the actual Christmas weekend, we did family and friends. So it was really, really a great weekend. And hopefully you had a great weekend as well. Couldn't have asked for nicer weather, especially for traveling, those kinds of things. So anyway, great weekend, and be nice if every Christmas was quite like this, but I had an exceptional Christmas weekend, and from my family to yours, Merry Christmas, and here's hope for a new year. If you want to share your Christmas story, feel free to join us. We can talk a little bit about that. This first half hour is all about what you want to talk about. Or you can talk about your New Year's wishes and New Year's pledges for the coming year. But, of course, later in the show, we're going to get down to business. In the first half hour, at 9:30, Rich Wardner, who is the North Dakota Senate Majority Leader, is going to join us on the show. Talk a little bit about how he sees this whole oil price slide shakeout for the state of North Dakota. What's going to have to happen in the short term as the governor starts to consider whether or not there will be an allotment. Of course, with an allotment is a reduction in spending, and what it means for the next session and some of the things that are happening in western North Dakota. So appreciate Rich. He's going to come in at 9:30 today. And one of the big news stories that maybe kind of got lost in the shuffle as we were going through the holiday season is the fact that Congress repealed No Child Left Behind and basically put in place some rules that prevent the United States Education Department from mandating kinds of standards or tying any kind of federal funding for schools to some national footprint or some national program for educational standards. And what that means for North Dakota is that North Dakota is now free to set up what they need to do to succeed in North Dakota. And to talk about where all of that is going, and also a little bit on the teacher shortage issue that North Dakota has seen, Kirsten Baszler, who is the North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction, is going to come in at 10 o'clock today and talk a little bit about that. And I'm particularly excited about that conversation because for the longest time, really for 20-some years, the federal government has had too much of a role in our schools, have had too much of a hand in how the world operates in our schools, taking away that local control, that local ability of parents to get involved and make a difference. And for the first time, really, in a generation, we're in a position where we can do what's right for North Dakota kids, and we need to seize that opportunity and make sure that we improve our schools. And we have good schools in North Dakota. I don't doubt that for a minute. But like anything, we can do better. When you look at some of the remedial programs that kids have to go through to get through the first year of college, or just looking at some of the vocational, technical kinds of things that our opportunities in this state and how we need to produce more kids in that vein as opposed to just four-year degrees, there are things that we can do to improve our schools and to demand more for the investment we're making in our educational process. And Kirsten's going to come on and talk about all we can do in that regard. But before we get into much more and before we hit this first break, Todd, I got to tell you, I owe the listeners an apology. Last time I was on, yeah, I know, this may be a first, here on the What's on Your Mind show.
Wow.
But I got to tell you, it was the day after the San Bernardino shootings. Mm-hmm. And I had cautioned people because it had the potential of being a workforce issue, just a workplace problem, not necessarily terrorism. And I had cautioned listeners to say, take your time, wait, let's wait for the facts. And I got spanked by the callers. We're taking kind of a wait-and-see kind of approach to that. And guess what? The callers were right. It ended up being terrorism, and I've learned my lesson in that regard. I think we always have to make sure we get the facts and make sure we examine things for the facts. But you know what? The sad reality is that when it has that kind of a setup, our default should be that it's terrorism, not giving the benefit of the doubt until proven some other way.
It is
that's
easy
not to say,
though,
right? So. Well, but it's not that we shouldn't, assume innocence before guilt. But it's the other side of that too. Is that when those kinds of things happen for our own safety? So I wanted to thank the listeners who took me to the woodshed for being a little naive in that regard, thinking that we had to be careful not to misread that. This is a real threat, and I've known that for some time. This is a real threat, not only in the world but in this country. and San Bernardino. So I wanted to get that right out there, because right now there's several hundred listeners going, nanny, 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 poo, we were right, you were wrong.
You think
so,
they're all saying that? Huh?
Well, no, just those several words. Hundred. There was probably thousands that thought it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, there were at least 700 that are right now.
Possibly some variations on those words?
Yeah, there might be some variations on that word. There might be. I always love coming on the show because I know I've done a good job of balancing the universe when I get called a rhino and a right-wing nut job all in the same show. Yeah. That usually means that I've hit a nice balance in the way that we do this stuff. So, so anyway, like I said, other than a marginally correct and talented guest host, we've got a great show for people. We've got Kirsten Baylor coming up talking about educational standards for the state of North Dakota, our very own, and Rich Wardner. So we should have a pretty good show. And, of course, as always, your calls are coming up. If you want to be part of the show, you can join us at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. And after the break, I'm going to start things off with the top 10 fact checks of 2015. That should be entertaining for all of us. So you're listening to What's On Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen, and we'll be back with more after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
In the blink of an eye, they're applying for college, getting married, buying their first home, raising your grandchildren, and just how you're always with them on every step of their journey. Alaris will be right there with you on yours. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com, or stop by and talk with us today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you get my pillow for Christmas? Come on, you didn't? I thought everybody got my pillow. Well, that's good news. That's good news because there's still time to get yourself a great deal on my pillow. They have extended that money-back guarantee now through March 1st. I kid you not. That's how confident they are. I mean, there's a 10-year warranty, right? There is a two-for-one deal where you get two go-anywhere pillows for the price of one, the classic MyPillow. Those are great. And what else? Well, I mean, now you get this money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, which means sleep on it between now and the end of February and say, nah, not for me. Get your money back. It's a great deal. And a limited-time-only deal. So if you're looking for a better mood, better weight control, clearer thinking, better memory, stronger immunity, want your immune system to work a little better, that's what comes with better sleep, folks. Hello? Get yourself to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. Now more of What's On Your Mind with our guest host today, Pat Finken.
Thank you, Scotty. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hamden today. Glad to spend a little time, a little post-Christmas, before the New Year time with you. A lot of good stuff going on today. Of course, as I mentioned, we've got Kirsten Baszler coming in to talk about North Dakota's direction under the new federal rules, or therefore the lack of federal rules, which is a step in the right direction. And also Rich Wardner is going to come in at 9:30 and talk about state funding for programs and what the lower oil prices mean for everybody. So that should be an interesting discussion as well. And I got to tell you, before we move on into kind of the business of the day, how about those Vikings, huh? And I've been a Viking fan my whole life, right? And so they do this to us all the time. They're going to drag us right to the edge, so we're so excited that they're playing so well.
That's why that Packer victory at the bank didn't matter. It's Lambeau that it matters.
Well, that's right. And it has set up. It has set up for quite the game next week, and I'm very excited. And, of course, I'm actually relieved that they had a blowout game against the Vikings that the Pack, you know, stomped on them last time, because that'll set the stage. You know, the Vikings will not get beat. This team will not get beat that bad by the Green Bay twice. In fact, it bears a, you know, it actually should help them play better this time, because they kind of know what they've got to do to defend against that that pass rush that they put together against them. But I have to tell you, I'm excited. I think the Vikings are going to win. I'm confident that we're going to have a division championship, and that's been a while for us. And of course, it's been good to see them start to play better here at the end of the year. So a remarkable season. I mean,
How about Zimmer for Coach of the Year too?
There's a lot of. I'm not sure we're quite there yet, but he certainly has done a great job considering just a couple of years ago. I've got a couple of texts. Oh, by the way, just for the record, I wanted to put that out there about the Vikings, and I'm picking the Vikings next weekend, Sunday night, last game of the season, and I think it's going to be 27-20. That's my prediction. 27-20 for the Vikings, because I believe that Vikings are going to win in Lambeau Field, and that'll about kill all my Packer friends. So that'll be great. Hey, got a couple of texts that came in over the break. One, and in saying, I want a bobblehead to put on the dash of my truck so it'll look like you're talking to me while I listen to you on the radio. I'm not kidding.
We need a Pat Finken bobblehead.
You have got to see. This is a bobblehead of Todd Mitchell. It's crazy. He's got his little radio T-shirt on, the whole bit. Todd, the radio god bobblehead.
My mom and dad gave it to me for Christmas.
Had I known this was available, I would have gotten that. I would have asked Santa for that for Christmas. Also, a text, and this is from Brian in the Bakken oil field. Merry Christmas and a happy new year to all listening to the radio and everyone at Rudd Creek Services. So, thank you, Brian, for that kind wish as we go into it. As promised, I wanted to talk a little bit in this segment, a little bit about the top 10 fact checks of 2015 as determined by the Washington Post. This is kind of the top hits of 2015 and some of the claims that were made and some of the fact checks in terms of relevancy to the news world. Number one on the hit parade was Donald Trump, the Donald, that he claimed that thousands of Muslims in New Jersey celebrated the 9/11 attacks. And, of course, in the fact check, they could find no reports of that or no evidence that that actually happened. So they gave that one four Pinocchios on the fact check list. Rand Paul, who said he has a biology degree, which is not true. He does have a doctorate, but never got his under degree. And this is one that bugs me because, you know, and I'm not a big Rand Paul fan, but who cares? He went on to get his medical degrees, whether he's got a biology degree or finished his undergrad and then went to medical school or whatever. Who cares? But this, to make this a big deal, that's crazy. especially considering he went on and got a doctorate. One of my favorites, though, from the year was the one where Hillary tried to, you know, tell people that she attempted to join the Marines. And, of course, she's had some friends step forward and say, oh, yeah, we remember back then she tried to do it. But the truth is there's absolutely no evidence and no paper trail to that as well. And so she also got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post on that one. Here's one from the other side. If you remember, Marco Rubio was getting a little flack about how his credit card, his state party credit card was used and how there was some big scandal circulating around that. Well, according to the Washington Post, there are absolutely no evidence that there's any scandal at all, and everything he's ever said about it is factually correct. And then there's Carly Fiorina's secretary to CEO claim, again, proven false. By the way, Rubio was proved true. There was no scandal. This one proved false. She actually was never a secretary. And then one of the sad ones that really has resulted in a lot of violence in this country was the hands up, don't shoot in Ferguson when Officer Wilson was charged with an inappropriate death of Michael Brown. Turns out that he never actually put his hands up, and the investigation to that cleared Officer Wilson again. So four Pinocchios for that. Of course, something about North Dakota's role in the world. When President Obama came forward and said the Keystone XL pipeline has absolutely no impact on the U.S. It's just for Canadians, has no benefit to us whatsoever. And, of course, the Washington Post and most of us living here in North Dakota know that's just BS. So that got four Pinocchios as well. Also, the Trump Mexican government is sending criminals here, rapists and felons. Well, it turns out that a study of the people in jail and those that were caught, not true. Doesn't mean that we should have all these people streaming across the border. I want to be perfectly clear here. We've got a problem there, but the fact that they are all rapists and felons sent here by the Mexican government is not true. And then the fact that Planned Parenthood claimed only 3% of their revenue was used for abortions is not true either. And they, of course, got four Pinocchios for that as well. So anyway, that's your Washington Post top 10 claims and fact checks and how that all turned out. Hey, let's go to line one. Glenn, welcome to the show. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah. That was about, I wanted to make comment about that Muslim celebration at 9/11. I believe the guy that was the mayor at the time was that Rudy Giuliani.
9/11? Would have that been Rudy? Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, and he was on one of the Fox programs, and he said himself he had reports from his police force when that happened of the Muslims celebrating, and he said that on TV.
Well, and the thing that the Post points out is that there's no record of that anywhere. But Glenn, thanks for the call. We've got to go into a hard break, and we'll be back with Rich Wardner in just a few minutes.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's not even 2016 yet, and you today could go to High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, and buy a 2016 model. Best of the best. With some great low-interest financing, too. Some really good deals on financing. The 2015s, oh my gosh. 2015s that are new, they are discounting. And some used ones as well. They have the ET Ag Center as well, which means whether it's a hose, a valve, a fitting, a pump, a spray tip, whatever, for not only Apache sprayers, any brand, they have the ET Ag Center. 50,000 sprayer parts right there. And the application training to go along with it. The sales and service second to none. They're great folks at Apache. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. They are in Mandan, across from Bonanza. That's what I always tell everybody. You know where Bonanza is? 1701 Eastside Quarters, right across from Bonanza. That's where you're going to find the High Plains Apache. Exit 60, south of Fargo. As well at Frontier or online 24/7 at highplainsapache.com. Back to Pat Finken, president of Odney, a North Dakota advertising, public affairs, and public relations consulting company, a member of the board of directors for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and a respected North Dakota political activist and pundit. Pat, take it away.
Hey, Scotty, thank you very much for that intro. I got to tell you, one of the things that I'm always amazed by, and I'm actually envious of, the passion that Donald Trump evokes in his supporters is unbelievable. They don't, I mean, it's even with the stuff that's not true, that's proven not true, they don't care. This guy, they are just, they're just passionate about this guy. I mean, it'd be nice if we could get other folks to have that same kind of passion for other candidates. But he does have an ability to really, no matter what happens, he has got their support, even when he's kind of making it up as he goes. So, anyway, you're listening to What's On Your Mind, Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Henin. Of course, referring back to our last caller in the last half hour. But time to move on, because we are fortunate to have with us today the Majority Leader of the North Dakota Senate, Rich Wardner. Rich, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Pat, and it's great to be here.
Well, by the way, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's to you.
Merry Christmas to you and your listeners, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you have a nice Christmas?
I did. Very relaxed. Oh.
Yeah, no, good deal. I was just telling the listeners that I got to spend some time with grandkids, and that's always fun, especially when you can feed them full of sugar and then pack them up and send them home with mom and dad. That's the best kind of situation. By the way, if you have questions for the majority leader, you can join us at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550 in the Bismarck area. Rich, kind of interesting times here in North Dakota, especially as it relates. I heard today that the oil price now is down to $37 a barrel, which has had some kind of substantial impact on North Dakota's revenues, I would think.
It has, and there's no question our sales tax is really the one that's taken a hit. We have lost about $163 million sales tax revenue under forecast at this point. We do have some other revenue that's up, so our total for the biennium, for this biennium after 5 months, we're $152 million under projections.
Now, of course, that's the projections. How does that relate to, or I think I read someplace that it still makes it the second biggest year for revenue collections for the state of North Dakota, but obviously a concern for the projection side as you look to the budget during the current biennium and what you're going to be doing next time. But still, that's, you know, we have to be careful not to sell this as some kind of a retrenchment. You know, it's slowed down, but it's still the second best year ever, right?
Well, that's correct. It's just the big thing is we're still at a record amount as far as revenue being pulled in for sales tax. But sales tax was our biggest revenue generator. And when it came in under what we forecasted, then we set our appropriations according to that. And we even made some adjustments during the session to make up for that. But and it's a good thing we did. So if I may, the current biennium, we cut the budget a half a billion. That's $500 million in January of last year, kind of suspecting that this could happen. So that was done, and we cut the appropriations. Then the second thing we did is we left a ending fund balance to absorb any miscalculations of $211 million. Also, along with that ending fund, the state agencies turned back $130 million. So we do have $341 million in ending fund or cushion money, and so this $152 million is eaten into that. So we've left a substantial amount of money for a cushion.
Well, and obviously that's going to make the next session a little easier and help us through these next while. For those of you that don't understand why sales tax are directly impacted so heavily, it's the drilling activity, right, that drives a lot of that increased sales tax revenue. And, of course, with lower prices, there's a substantial reduction in drilling activity, correct?
Well, that's right, Pat, and that's right. We don't want to panic because when you drill a well, oil well in western North Dakota, it generates about $300 million in sales tax per well. And what's happened here, excuse me, did I say $300,000 in sales tax per well. I'll repeat that, $300,000. Of the $300,000 sales tax revenue comes on the completion. There are 1,000 wells waiting to be completed. That would mean that you take that times $200,000, and that sales tax laying out there, they're going to have to do those at some time here in the future. That is a moving target. That will make a difference as we go forward to our revenue shortfall. And it will increase it, and it will be a positive to it.
So, obviously, you guys have called for a reforecast. I think that's going to happen maybe even as early as this month. I don't think anybody is thinking that there's not going to be a decline in the projected revenues for the biennium. What does that mean for the current biennium?
Well, for the current biennium, you know, with the ending fund balance, that gives us quite a cushion. And if we did do, let's say, a 2.5% allotment or cut across all of the budgets, it would mean we would have to cut about $155 million. keep in mind that this is only on the general fund. It has nothing to do with federal dollars. It has nothing to do with special funded agencies. And when I talk about federal special funded agencies, that's workforce safety, game and fish, job service. Those are not involved in general fund. Our general fund budget is about $6 billion. And when you take 2.5% of that, you come out to about $155 million. Of that $155 million, Pat, almost 30% of it is school funding. It's the foundation aid money. And we do have a backup fund that keeps schools whole. And that happens to be called the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, which we haven't been able to touch because it's in the Constitution. There's money in there to keep the schools whole. So you can take that 155 and subtract about $45 million from that. That'll keep the schools whole. The rest of it then, which would be about $110 million, then would be spread across the other general funded agencies in the state, which isn't too bad.
Well, and obviously, if you consider the kind of increases that most of the state agencies have gotten over the last few years, you know, that's a reset to just a couple of years ago in many cases. And while never easy, let's be clear, I don't think cutting the budget, especially when programs are already underway, is probably not the easiest thing to do, but obviously something that's necessary. Now, if we get to that point and we have a 2.5% allotment, which is what's prescribed by law, as I understand, then we have funds to kick in if the shortage is greater than the 155 or the, I guess, 110 when you do the stabilization fund inclusion. We have funds there to handle that, not in addition to the ending fund, but other funds as well, correct?
Yes, we do. We have what is called the stabilization fund, which we call our rainy day fund. That is available. That has $572 million in it. And we've kept that thing safe for a time like this, and we would use some of that. So this biennium, we will be fine. We will make it through. There won't be any problems as far as meeting our commitments, other than we may have to make some cuts, which would be minor.
Yeah, no, and in the grand scheme of things, I think that's very true and very doable. One of the things that I want to ask you about, though, is what effect do you see this happening on the next biennium? Obviously, I think most pundits think that the oil price is going to stay low. What do you think, how is this going to impact the next legislative session, and what do you see needing to happen to make sure that we're able to stay fiscally sound in North Dakota?
Okay, I'm going to make my assumptions. That's a good question. I'm glad you asked it because
you volunteered to come on the show. You were just going to have to answer a question like that.
Well, we're going to assume that the barrel of oil is going to be around $40 a barrel. It's going to average that. It's been a little bit under and it's been over. So we'll see how things play out for it as we go forward. But we're going to assume then that the ending fund balance will be zero at the end of this biennium, so we would have no money going forward. All right, number one, I want everyone to know that out of a $6 billion budget this biennium, $1.2 billion is one-time spending. We used it for buildings. We used it for roads, especially out here in the West. That would be gone. So now we drop down to 4.8 of ongoing spending, $4.8 billion. So we'd probably have to do some cutting there a little bit. There would be no new buildings going forward. We would look to when I say the legacy fund, I'm talking about the interest generated off of the legacy fund. It's now finally to a point where it's generating some dollars. We could probably pick up $180 million of revenue from there if we went and used that. We have, we probably at $40 a barrel.
Hey, Rich, I'm going to have to cut you off for just a second. We've got a hard break coming up. I'd like you to stick around and finish the answer after the break, if that's all right with you.
I will.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Henin, and we'll be back with more after the break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, trusting you had a wonderful Christmas with family and friends. As we look forward to 2016, we are grateful for the opportunity to stand for the family in the public square, standing for life, marriage, religious liberty, and our time-tested family values. And we are asking if you will stand with us with a year-end tax-deductible financial contribution. Can we count on you? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org. Have a great and blessed 2016.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Final week of 2015. Can you believe it? Welcome to a special Monday, the 28th edition of What's on Your Mind. And thinking in for yours truly, Scott Henin today, brought to you by SNS Motors in Watford City. You want a vehicle? Name it. They'll find it. Best price, best deal, even deliver it to you. That's what they do at SNS Motors in Watford City. It's why I buy my vehicles in Watford City. And right now, you drive Main Street, you'll see a couple of great deals on trucks, SNS Motors vehicles, plus their main lot. They've opened up in front now, so online, snsmotorsinc.com, snsmotorsinc.com. Also, I filled it up with PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better PetroServe USA locations with that 4-for-4 deal, too. The personal hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It is a great deal. And I also want you to know about my friends at the University of Mary, who right now have got one heck of a deal going on. You need to find out more about this. If you go to umary.edu, umary.edu, that's the website, you can find out about a master's online. 100% online master's degrees. They have options for evening classes, too. That is a great deal. But classes start in January, so we got to get to it. Application deadline very soon. Visit umary.edu/master's degrees. Business, education, health professions, great deal. Our fine sponsors keep us rolling on What's on Your Mind. Back to Pat Finken, your guest host today for yours truly on What's on Your Mind. Pat?
You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen, and our guest, Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner. Rich, sorry I had to cut you off there before the break, but we have a hard break there. We've got just about 5 minutes left in the show, and I wanted to ask a couple more questions, but let's finish up on the analysis, because I've asked you to look into your crystal ball and tell us what this means for the next biennium. And, of course, you're saying at assuming $40 an oil, a barrel oil. So you're in the middle of that. Well, let's finish that discussion before I ask you these final two questions.
Okay, what I said was that there's $1.2 million of one-time spending in that $6 billion budget that we have for this biennium. So that brings it down to 4.8. Now, we will have some new dollars coming from the legacy fund, which would be revenue from the interest on that. That would be available to us. And we could take some money out of what we call the Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund. We might have $50 to $100 million in there that we could use for general fund spending. It all depends on the price of oil there. We also, our rainy day fund, because we keep it at 9.5% of our general fund spending. And if we cut it way down, that means that we're going to have some money in the rainy day fund to bring into the general fund. So those are all possibilities. But I want to remind everybody that this is a fluid thing. There are many parts working, and it's just like in football, the running back carrying the ball. You got to watch to see where the openings occur before you make a decision. And that's the same way with this budget. We need to stay on the sales tax revenue, the oil revenue, and as we go along, we'll make decisions then that will keep us in the black.
Well, and obviously you guys have done a great job preparing us for this eventuality. It was eventually going to have to take a little bit of a nosedive. I don't think anyone thought it would go quite this far, but you know, it was never going to stay at $100 and some a barrel like we saw before. But one of the things that you guys got criticized for was not spending enough money the last couple of bienniums. You know, I think in light of what's gone on here, what would have, you know, had you actually spent all the money that people wanted you to spend instead of putting it in some of these funds for the future, what would have happened to our budget now and in the future here in North Dakota?
Well, we'd have been really in trouble. We'd have had to be raising taxes or making really disastrous cuts. But I want to point out there's a couple of things we did. We did a lot of one-time spending for infrastructure across the state of North Dakota in water and roads and education. So I think that was smart. And a lot of the money that's put away is in the Constitution that people have voted on. I want to remind people of that. The Legacy Fund and the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund and the Common Schools Trust Fund, those are constitutional funds voted on by the people of North Dakota.
One last quick question as we kind of bump up to the top of the hour. The other thing that you got some heat over was changing the oil tax. In retrospect of how things have played out, that ended up being an incredible decision, an incredibly smart decision for you guys, as it's turned out, right?
Yes, that would have been a tremendous hit on the state budget and everything with the triggers going off. We'd have gotten no money into the extraction tax, which meant the Resources Trust Fund, the Legacy Fund, and the school funds. and even money trickling into the general fund and property tax fund, we would have been really hurting there. And what we did by changing that, we took a 1.5% off of the extraction tax, but it does two things. We got rid of the triggers, and we're keeping companies still doing a limited amount of activity out in the oil patch so that we do have some wells being drilled and we do have some sales tax being generated.
No, I think you guys took a lot of heat for that at the time. And as it turned out, I was talking to Tax Commissioner Rauschenberger, and he said it's about 30, right now today, about $30 million a month that the state's taking in that they would have lost if not for that, which would have led to much greater cuts. Hey, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Our guest has been the Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner. And thank you, Rich, for being with us. We'll be back with more after the break.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door, but police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes, and intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.